Hello and good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, wherever it is you're listening from, whatever time. Hello, this is Monique, and welcome to Practically Magic Healing, formerly known as the Grieving Mama. If this is your first time listening, this podcast was created by me a little over a year ago. Let's see, maybe about a year and a half now. And it was for me to create a space for myself at the time to be able to vent about the losses, the many losses that I had to deal with as a mom. I dealt with a total of 9 losses, 8 within the last 4.5, almost 5 years now. And doctors to this day still were never able to find any real cause, even with genetic testing and checking of my cervix and everything. Nothing. It's just some kind of mystery. However, I clearly changed the name of the podcast to Practically Magic Healing because I am healing. I'm no longer just coping, and I want to be able to share that journey with you all who are listening, you know, not just hear about the grieving process, and we all go through grief, and it's difficult. It's not something anybody wants to go through, especially when it comes to the loss of a child, whether it be during pregnancy or after pregnancy. It's never easy. And those thoughts and feelings don't really go away, because they always kind of pop up during certain times of the year. But there's a way to heal and find yourself again. Yes, you'll miss your babies. Yes, you'll remember on, as I said, certain days and occasions. And that's okay. That's normal. So, this podcast, I actually wanted to touch base on my particular journey, in which I brought up a couple of podcasts ago. It may have been the last one. Not the last one. The last one was coping versus healing. So maybe the second to last one. I could be wrong, but if you want, you can take a listen. But I shared some news about expecting again, and I just wanted to touch base on that, because the last time I touched base on it, I just repeated myself. I've been doing that a lot lately. I was at a point where the pregnancy wasn't really hitting me, and I wasn't quite sure how to feel. I was feeling nervous and scared, and yes, those thoughts are still there. Those feelings are there. But as, you know, I'm further into the second trimester, getting slightly closer to that third trimester, I'm like at a halfway point, more or less, I believe. I'm not so good with the numbers and how the pregnancy stuff goes, but it's very, very real. especially with all the movement that's going on within me. Baby is very, very active, and it's a beautiful feeling, you know. And at times it's like, I've seen pictures recently posted with pregnant mamas, and they're like, they can't wait for it all to be over. And I'm like, I am going to cherish these moments because I've waited for so long. For so long to feel this feeling again. So I am cherishing every moment, every kick, every ache, everything. Because Lord knows I've prayed and prayed and... Well, now my prayers are answered and... are being answered, and I'm very grateful. So I'm just really happy. You know, I know my family's preparing and getting gifts together, and I recently started buying little outfits. So as they're coming along, it's like, oh my gosh, this is happening. My baby will be here sooner than I think. And it's like, oh man, I just wanna enjoy these moments while I can, you know? Learning my baby's sleep schedule, even though he's changing. Now he's waking up a little more often, and it's like, he's already controlling me, like... When he's up, I know he wants to eat, because I all of a sudden just get like this hunger feeling. It's like, okay, feed the kid. And then he knocks out, and it's like, dude, really? Okay, I got it. Now I know, whenever I feel you moving around. But it's the simple little things, the simple pleasures, these little blessings. I mean, he's a big blessing that I've been waiting for many years. Not just the past 5 years, but like years. I had my daughter when I was 19, and I always knew that I wanted to be a mom again at some point, and hopefully give her a little brother or sister while she's young. And here I am, my baby's an adult. She's 18 going on 19, and yeah, she's going to be a really big sister. And she's excited, and I'm happy. My only thing that kind of hurts at the moment is that, you know, because I can't travel, I can't be closer to her. So she's experiencing this journey of being a big sister from afar. So... that kind of blows, and it makes me sad a lot. But I know she'll be here as soon as she can. And she'll get to be a part of her little brother's life. And I'm excited to see the bond that they have, that they share. Because she's been waiting just about as long as I have for this to happen, for this life event to happen. And it's just really, really a blessing that I didn't think I'd get to experience, because I honestly had given up. I'd given up and just, you know, I decided to just leave everything in the Lord's hands and go about my life. As far as, you know, career-wise, trying to find where's my knack, what's my thing. And then also with just trying to manage my health and making sure that my health is good. Because if you've been listening for a while, or just listening, if you go further back, you'll hear about my health issues. And so it's been quite a journey. especially the last year, you know, it's been something else, and it's still going. You know, it's not like my medical issues went away just because I'm pregnant. So it's still, you know, there's still little progresses and little things that I have to do to take care of myself. And but I'm not stressing it. I'm not stressing the small stuff, even though the small stuff could lead to big stuff. But I'm not stressing it because stress will only make things worse in the long run. So why stress myself out not knowing when I can work on what I do know and go from there? And like I said, just leave it in the Lord's hands, because He's the one in control. But yeah, I just wanted to give that update and just talk about, you know, how I'm feeling now compared to a couple weeks ago. Well, not a couple, a few weeks ago when I posted one of my last podcasts. Also, happy Mother's Day to the mamas that are listening. I'm a day late with it, but yeah, happy Mother's Day. Like, my Mother's Day was pretty good. I went out, I sat by a lake, had a nice little picnic by the lake, got some new plants because I love my plants. I love all kinds of plants. So yeah, I had a pretty decent day and a pretty decent dinner. Granted, as I said before, I do have some health issues, one of them being gestational diabetes, and I decided to have some fried pickles, and that wasn't the best choice. So hopefully this is only a pregnancy thing and it doesn't continue on afterwards, because oh man, it's so hard to, you know, eat nowadays because I gotta be careful. So yeah, but other than that, Mother's Day was pretty good, and I hope you all had a decent Mother's Day as well. A good one or a decent one. Happy Mother's Day. Alright, before I continue rambling on, later on, probably this week or within the month, I'll be posting another meditation. I'm not quite sure which one yet, but I'll be getting into that soon, because like I said, I want to do at least a monthly meditation for those of you, you know, who just need to wind down for a moment and get your mind off things and try to relax and stuff. I want to be able to help. So I'll do that as soon as I can. I have a few appointments this week, so I'll be pretty busy. So possibly not this week, but maybe next week I might pull something, put something together. So before I go, I want to leave with a little message of never missing an opportunity to tell someone that you love them, you know? Today's not promised, tomorrow's not promised, and sometimes you just gotta be the bigger person, or just, you know, be that loving person and say, hey, I love you. And that's it. You don't have to expect anything in, you know, return. Just be loving. That's the greatest gift you can give anybody, is love. And you can show that in any way, by saying, hey, I love you, or just, hi, I hope you're doing well. It's the little things, you know? So I will be going now, and I will get back on, hopefully within the next 2 weeks, with a new message and new meditation. So until then, have a wonderful day, wonderful week, wonderful month, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Also, if you like my podcast and you find it informal, please feel free to share it with your friends and family. I appreciate it, you know? Sharing is caring. All right, bye. Thanks for listening.